The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind-the-scenes actions of college athletes. Hello, and welcome back to Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Today, we'll be having another guest interview with a Dominican student athlete on the women's soccer team in her first year. I'm hoping she can give a little inside scoop on the do's and don'ts of freshman year of college, and not just as an athlete, but a student athlete. Let's start today's episode with some inspirational and powerful quotes. Try to think, how do these quotes make you feel, or how you can relate to them? The first quote, once said by Olympic legend Jackie Kersee, "The only person who can stop you from your goals is you." Now, how does this quote make you feel? Do you agree or do you disagree?
When I hear this quote, I feel like I reflect back onto both my athletic career and academic, and just knowing that when you play collegiate sports, you have to remember that you are your biggest competitor, and when you get in your own head, it sometimes can make you want to quit, but you have to remember that at times you just got to keep going, do your best.
You know, I totally agree with you. As a college athlete, and we've both been playing soccer for so long, you end up being your biggest critique. And you know, typically people usually say, oh, your coaches are your biggest critique, but honestly it is you. So depending on how hard you are on yourself, you're the only person that can really make sure that you get things done. So if you want to make sure that you're playing 90 minutes a game, you're going to do everything in your power to make sure you're playing 90 minutes a game, doing extra work, doing whatever it takes to be that player that you want to be. But let's move on to the second quote. Once also said by an amazing soccer superstar known as Abby Wambach, "You must not only have competitiveness, but ability, regardless of the circumstances you face, to never quit." For me personally, I really do agree with this statement, because it's important to be competitive and to always try your best and never quit. But under certain circumstances, they require different things out of you. So to have that endurance and grit to keep going is so important as an athlete, because once it comes to game time, you got to leave it all on the field. There's no second chances, there's no going back, so you have to leave it all on the field.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think by this quote, what's meaning by competitiveness and ability, it's not only physical ability, it's mental ability. And when you play sports, you have to have that mental toughness, and that's basically with anything you do in life. And it's important to remember, like, even when you're in a rut or when you're having a bad game or you didn't get a good grade on the test, you just have to keep going. And it's important to remember that it's meant all about mental ability and to not let anything get in the way of that.
You know, I totally agree, and I'm really happy that you brought up mental toughness, because I feel like that's something that's not always necessarily talked about in the athletic world, but it's something that is almost recognized as a normal, and that athletes need to develop this mental toughness in order to be successful. And in a way, that is true, but it's also important to use other outlets to release some of that stress and anxiety that your sport causes you. And so finding other outlets like painting or going on a run can also be really beneficial to help your mental toughness when you're actually on the field. But let's go ahead and move on to some more Dominican specific questions. So the first question will be, how was the transition from your senior year of high school to college? What is like some of the major differences that you faced?
I think athletically, it was not that much different for me. I mean, college is a different level, but I competed at a high level all my high school years. So I think going into college sports, I was well prepared for that. And academically, pretty much the same. I felt like my school was very encouraging academically and always encourage you to do your best in school and take the harder classes. And I think the harder classes that I took always prepared me in the end. And when I got into college, those classes were not as hard as I thought they would be.
My academic experience was really different because in high school, I feel like my grades weren't really where I wanted them to be, and I was really distracted with other things. But once I got to Dominican, which is also the reason why I went to Dominican, was because I knew how much academics meant here, and they really want you to succeed. So it was really nice having and being a part of a program athletically and academically that wanted me to succeed. But let's go ahead and move on to our second question. How do you think college training has differed from high school and club level?
I think the biggest difference is the intensity. Things are a lot quicker and more fast-paced, and you have to think before you even get the ball. And I think that's the biggest change for me. Like, sometimes when you're playing in club level or high school level, you think you have more time on the ball than you actually do. And when I came into college training, I really had to change the way I played by thinking before I actually got the ball and looking at the player that was next to me before receiving the ball and making a pass. And I think it would just like helped me just make quicker decisions than I normally would.
You know, I totally agree, because when I came into college, I definitely had like an adjustment to the athletic field, but I also did come from a club team that was fairly well, and many of my teammates went to very good schools. But the college level and atmosphere, the coaches expect a lot out of you, and that's something that's not necessarily always talked about. And your teammates also expect a whole lot out of you. You guys are all fighting for the same position, and granted, you guys are all friends, you guys are also coming after each other in a way. So the high intensity and the aggressiveness of the game is so much advanced in the college level because there's so much riding on the line. But let's go ahead and talk about how spring season is different from fall season. Do you see a big difference? Which one do you think has benefited your game the most?
I think definitely spring season, my confidence level changed. Going into fall season, obviously I was a freshman, and I still am in spring season, but I was a new freshman during the fall, and I was competing for playing time, but I also had to remember, like, hey, I'm new coming into this. I have to prove myself the best I can, but don't expect a lot of playing time. But going into spring season, that's when you get those minutes more than you would in the fall. And I think spring has a lot more pressure for me personally, being a freshman, because I really have to prove myself for the next season.
You know, I totally agree, because spring season is kind of like almost like a make or break it, where coaches try everything out. You will play positions you've never played before because they just want to see who their best 11 players are, who are their best players that they need to be playing at that time in order to win games. Spring kind of sets you up for your real fall season, as the seriousness of spring will reflect how fall will play out once you guys do have a season. But since Dominican is such a small school and there are essentially only two buildings for housing, was it easy to make friends outside of your sport, or do you still find it hard to make friends?
I think coming into Dominican, I did have previous friends here, so that was a lot easier for me. But living in two different buildings is really hard because I'm in Fanjo, and it's a lot of foreign exchange students and upperclassmen, so I don't really get to bond the same as I would in Pinafore with all the freshmen. Like, I have some of my teammates who are in Pinafore, and they've made a ton of friends, but I haven't made as many friends because I'm more secluded in a quiet housing. But I think I could also branch out a lot more than I would, and I think that's something I could definitely work on.
You know, from my experience, I definitely see how like Fanjo is more of like an excluding area, but also Dominican athletics and like Dominican as a whole, I feel like the athletic department is really good about communicating within each other and sports teams being friends with each other and doing sports events together, like dodgeball or volleyball or whatever extracurricular activities are being required. The athletic community is really good about being intuitive with each other and making sure that we're all there and that we're all together. But outside of that, I feel like here at Dominican, it's really hard to make friends who aren't necessarily athletes, because the people who aren't athletes here kind of have a stigma of the athletes at Dominican. So they think that, oh, we just get everything handed to us and like we're stuck up, and that's not the case. So it does make it a little bit harder for us to try to make friends and be outgoing and be with other people. Let's move on to the fourth question. How did you balance your life as a new college freshman?
I think it really all came down to scheduling and having a routine. Being a college athlete, it really gave me a schedule, and going to practice at a certain time of the day, going to weights at a certain time of the day, going to my classes, it all kind of just fell together where it was like, okay, in between this time, I have to do my homework or I have to prepare for this exam, because you really don't have that much time when you're playing a college sport. And so I really just had to find that balance and realize that, okay, if I want to go have fun, I need to get my work done. But at the same time, I have plenty of other days to do fun things. So in the end, my priority is my schooling. And I think in high school, I really had a hard time with that. I really would procrastinate all my work that I ever would do. And in college, you can't do that because it will really bite you in the butt in the end.
Okay, let's move on to our last question. If you had two pieces of advice to give an incoming freshman, what would it be and why?
I think the biggest advice that I would give is to not be scared of the whole being a freshman thing. And this can be in sports, making friends. I think it's really hard going in. You're like, I'm a freshman. I'm scared. I'm not going to make friends. But that whole idea kind of is disregarded in college. Like, that's more of a high school thing. Like, when you're in high school, people are like, oh my God, she's a freshman or he's a freshman. But college kids really don't care about that. And I think that's the same thing as being on a soccer team or any other sports team. You kind of just, if you're good and you do your best at practice, people aren't going to look at you like you're a freshman. And I think that's also really important to remember. And I think the second piece of advice is staying organized is the key to success. And that's simply just being on top of your stuff. If you start off the semester kind of lacking and not being on top, it really sets you apart from the rest of the semester, and you're behind and trying to play catch up the whole time.
You know, for me, my two pieces of advice would be to first go out and do things you normally wouldn't do and explore this new town that you're a part of. Try to get to know the people in the town and your other surrounding peers, and just try to do things that you wouldn't normally do, because this is a time of your life that you should explore everything that's around you. And then my second part of advice would be, you are the only person who can really make yourself better. So you should train like every day's game day, because if you train like every day's game day, not only is that going to make you a better player, but that's going to make all your teammates a better player as well, because you are training with this high intensity that other players need to have in order to be successful. And if you can get your whole team to train with high intensity and quickness, because you guys are all competing for the same spot, your team is going to mold into this great atmosphere, because you guys are not only best friends, but you guys are great teammates as well. But that's it for today's episode, and I just want to thank my interviewee for coming out and speaking with me today. I hope you guys got a little inside scoop about what freshman year is all about at Dominican University. Don't forget to tune into next week's episode. DJ KB out.